From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, April 10th. Coming up, we'll learn what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The union representing Champaign teachers plans to submit a demand to bargain next week. IPM's Emily Hayes has more on their priorities for upcoming contract negotiations.
The Unit 4 School District's current agreement with the Champaign Federation of Teachers expires at the end of June. The group's co-president, Mike Sitch, says the union has been talking with administrators about special education, multilingual students, and, of course, the teacher shortage. He says the next contract could raise teacher wages and provide more clarity on their responsibilities.
With this shortage, one of the things that teachers have experienced is confusion about their work, right? You walk in one day and all of a sudden you're asked to sub in a space, or your work has to be put on pause while you fill in, or your classes get split. And it creates a lot of just uncertainty.
Champaign teachers almost went on strike over their last contract 3 years ago. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
This year, the University of Illinois Chancellor's Research Program is spending nearly $500,000 to fund seven different initiatives. As IPM's Mayanta reports, that includes a cancer research project.
Cancer Voices is receiving $75,000 to look into cancer disparities in underrepresented groups. Aslan Gutenberg-Smith is one of the community researchers on the project. They'll be interviewing cancer survivors, patients, doctors, and family members.
Were their concerns taken seriously or not? Was their voice heard or not? Were they understood as an expert of their own experience, or were they not?
So far, Smith says in most of the interviews, they've seen that race, class, and gender play a major role in the subject's experiences. The U of I funding will allow the project to continue conducting interviews this summer. May Antar, IPM News.
The Trump administration has issued an emergency directive to make it easier to log trees on land managed by the U.S. Forest Service. That includes here in Illinois. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco has more.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture, which oversees the Forest Service, said that over 100 million acres of forest land are either facing wildfire risk or declining health. The federal government's solution? Make it easier to chop down forests. That's according to Gabrielle Berthel with the Natural Resources Defense Council. She said the plan includes Illinois' only national forest.
We do know that Shawnee's National Forest is on the chopping block.
The move comes a month after President Trump signed an executive order calling for a 25% increase in timber production.
I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.
A Central Illinois lawmaker is pushing a bill that would create a victim-first initiative when combating human trafficking. Under the plan, multiple state agencies would work with advocates across the state to create a plan to help victims and protect vulnerable people from trafficking. Republican Senator Sally Turner from Logan County says more education on the issue can help prevent and save victims of human trafficking.
Anyone that knows more about the human trafficking, the more you know about it, the more you know the things to look for, enables us to help the victims of sex trafficking or human trafficking, if you will.
Turner also recommended the Center for Prevention of Abuse to be a part of this initiative. Still to come, we'll learn what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, partly cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 64 degrees, a northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm before midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low of 38 degrees, northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 56 degrees, northeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 32 degrees, northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, and for Saturday, sunny with a high of 62 degrees and a north wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, for decades, libraries and museums across the country have gotten federal funding through the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Now the Trump administration is working to eliminate that agency. we'll talk about how that's affecting libraries and museums here in Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to We'll Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, April 10th, auditions start for Mean Girls, the high school version. This is at the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company rehearsal space at 117 East University Avenue. It is CUTC's 2025 Kathy Murphy student production.
My name is Regina George, and I am a massive team.
Auditions start Thursday evening and continue Friday and Saturday. Show dates are June 26th through June 29th, and this is open to all students who are entering high school or are 14 years of age at the time of the show through age 18 and are just graduating in the spring of 2025. Adeline, that's a lot of information, but you can find more information at cutheaterco.org.
That same week, the CU Area Prom Giveaway has started. It started earlier that week, and drop-off is for at least the next 2 weeks. You should donate dresses, shoes, purses, ties, makeup, nail polish, any clothing and accessories that could work for prom, a wedding, homecoming, basically any event. There will be shopping days at the Lincoln Building in Champaign. Those haven't been determined yet, but you will be able to stop by and pick things up, and you can get items for free. You can drop off donations at the Lincoln Building in Champaign, Farron, Beads and Botanicals, Firedoll Studio, Catch My Thrift in Lincoln Square, and Keller Williams. Again, that is the Champaign-Urbana Area Prom Giveaway, collecting donations across Champaign and Urbana.
And on Thursday, April 10th at 8 p.m., Hawthorne Heights is performing at the Canopy Club in Urbana. Doors open at 7 p.m. You can enjoy a night of music with one of the most iconic emo acts of the 2000s.
And on Friday, April 11th, from 5 to 8 p.m., it is the 17th annual Fairy Tale Ball at the Urbana Free Library. Fairy tale lovers of all ages can enjoy an evening of stories, games, and more. You should wear a shiny suit of armor, a sparkly ball gown, or dress like your favorite character. Again, that is the 17th annual Fairy Tale Ball at the Urbana Free Library on Friday, April 11th. And on Saturday, April 12th, there is an event at the Spurlock Museum in Urbana celebrating gender diversity, moving toward advocacy. This event is happening at 1:30 p.m., and it is a presentation by Chris Mosier on how to be an advocate for trans and non-binary persons. Mosier is a Team USA athlete, trans man, and founder of transathlete.com. There's no charge for this event. Again, that is celebrating gender diversity at 1:30 p.m. at the Spurlock Museum. And on Sunday, April 13th, it is Beatles Night 2025 at Boomerang's Bar and Grill in Urbana. This event is running from 3 to 7 p.m. It is a free show. It's also an annual fundraiser for First Gig Rock and Roll Camp for Kids. There are 7 bands, and they're all playing Beatles music.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, I say it's all.
Again, that is Beatles Night at Boomerang's Bar and Grill in Urbana.
For more information about these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on We'll Call.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, May Antar, Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, Cesar Toscano, Adeline Moy, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.